Hey, buddy, what's your number?
Said a metal voice with a Brooklyn accent. I think that vacuum cleaner is talking to you, said Fred. I looked around the small room. There was an old-fashioned phone on the desk, big round glass lamps, and one of those record players with a hand crank that you see in history books. It looked like a room from 100 years ago. The only piece that seemed out of place was the metal thing floating in midair, right in front of us. And Fred was right. It did look kind of like an overgrown vacuum cleaner. The robot vacuum thing floated closer. A beam of light shot out of its head and swept over us from head to toe.
Hey, buddy, what's your number?
It was the vacuum talking, said Fred.
I don't think that's a vacuum, Sam whispered. I'll bet it's a police robot. And now it's going to blast us with its death laser if we don't give it our numbers.
I don't understand, I said. We tapped the magic square to go 100 years into the future. But except for the robot, it looks like we've gone 100 years into the past.
Sam rolled his eyes.
What a surprise. We've never had any trouble with the book before.
The droid floated closer. Its metal voice sounded meaner now.
Hey, buddy, what's your number?
Let's run for it, said Sam.
We moved left. The robot moved left. We moved right. The robot moved right.
Joe, you're the magician, said Fred. Talk to it. Show it a trick. Give it some dust balls to suck up.
I didn't know exactly what to say to a robot, but I figured a trick might impress it.
Hello, Mr. Vacuum, or robot guy. Have you ever seen a human bend metal?
I took a quarter out of my pocket and tapped it on the table.
Solid, right?
I held it out in front of me at opposite edges between the tips of my thumbs and forefingers.
Observe.
A little red light on the robot's head blinked. I wiggled the quarter back and forth until it looked like it was bending.
Now I'll straighten it out.
I stopped and pretended to press the quarter flat.
Pretty amazing, huh?
The red light on the robot's head blinked twice. It raised one arm and pointed something at us that looked an awful lot like a laser gun.
Don't shoot! We surrender! Take us to your leader, said Sam, holding up both hands.
Hey, buddy, what's your number?
Another robot arm extended a number pad at us.
Give it a number, said Sam. Quick!
I punched in my phone number. The red light blinked 3 times.
Wrong number.
Fred kicked the back of the robot.
Maybe we can knock out its power.
The red light blinked 3 times.
You got 5 seconds, buddy.
Sam covered his head with both arms.
I can't believe I'm going to be zapped by a vacuum cleaner. Goodbye, cruel world.
3, 2, 1,
said the robot. It jetted back a bit to get us all in its sights, then pointed its weapon directly at us.